Well, I'd say the best thing to do for praying to God is treat it as a conversation, because that's what it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be a conversation with God, you know, for communing with God. We need to make a point of doing this daily. I mean, like Jesus did, you know, and people say, oh, but, you know, he was God, but he set the example for us. He made time for God the Father daily, often going off alone to do this. And do we do that? Are we actually spending time alone with God as well, say, as like, you know, family devotions or going to church? You know, we have to be real with God. You know, he wants us to be honest. I mean, like, he knows everything. We're not going to surprise him, but he just wants us to hear it, you know, to say it to him, basically. Mm. To just be real. I mean, like, David, he was very real in the Psalms. Here's some examples, okay? Psalm 1. Answer me when I call to you, my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. Psalm 2, verses 1 and 2. Listen to my words, Lord. Consider my lament. Hear my cry for help, my King and my God, for to you I pray. Psalm 22, verses 1 and 2. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, so far from my cries of anguish? My God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. By night, but I find no rest. I mean, like David was, he was, you know, downright honest with God about how he felt. You know, Job was honest with, you know, God as well, asking why did these things happen? And yet, what did God say? He didn't accuse Job, saying that he was in the wrong. He didn't say that. He was glad to hear Job's heart. So that's, you know, that's what God wants to hear from us. He wants to hear our hearts. And that's what prayer is. It's a one-on-one conversation with God.
Well, and here's the thing, like, God already knows what's going on too.
Yeah.
So a lot of time I feel like we try to, I'm just trying to hide this from God. Maybe sometimes that situation.
That's the oldest trick in the book, Adam and Eve.
Which is crazy. I was talking with a friend of mine this past weekend and, you know, he was going through a lot of life change and some of those things were very difficult for him. And he's like, man, like, I don't know. Like, I just can't turn my mind off. Sometimes I'm just going to bed and like the thoughts just play and it keeps me awake. And I said, yeah, like there's some times where I'll have difficult days or there's difficult things going. But like when I lay down to bed, that's sometimes like my best like prayer times, because I'm like, Holy Spirit, like this is what's going on. Like, and this is what's going on. And this is how I feel. And I just don't know what to think about this. And
yeah,
because
it's that genuineness, right? It's not like a form prayer. It's
exactly.
Not like, you know,
putting on a show.
Yeah. No show. Not a wish list. You know,
yeah,
oh,
yeah, that's true.
Man, how many prayers have, you know, I'm sure each of us probably have prayed at different times where it starts off sounding like a wish list, you know?
Yeah. But prayer is so incredible to me because it's something that's immediately accessible to every single one of us.
Yep.
And so because of that, we treat it as common. But like I think about it like this. How many people, their favorite celebrity, which is nowhere to be compared to God, or they're like the president or the prime minister or whatever, if you could have undivided attention with all these people, like whoever your favorite person is, yet you don't have the attention of Michael Jordan or whoever, Cristiano Ronaldo or whatever, you have the attention of like God. You can actually come before him in prayer and get the wisdom that you need that no other person or anything would ever be able to give you anyway. And yet we just kind of reduce it to God, keep me safe on the road and bless this food to my body.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we kind of reduce it to that little form prayer.
Because it's so available that I think we don't give it the importance that it's due.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, like, you know, Jesus set the example. He got up early. And he went off by himself.
Yeah.
You know, and he was God. Yeah. And yet he still found that he needed that time alone with God the Father. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're talking God the Son. So if it's important for him, it's important for us.
Yeah, absolutely. There you go. Well, hey, thank you so much for that question. It was good. I think it just boils down to what Pastor Andrew said. Like, it doesn't have to be fancy. It's not putting on a show. Just be real, because God knows your heart anyway.